Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chicago Police Superintendent, Eddie Johnson, held a news conference this morning, and he said Jesse Smollett did this, staged the whole thing with two acquaintances because he wanted to get attention and get sympathy. The superintendent said that he's not happy with his salary that he's making, and somehow he came to believe that if he were attacked in this racist, you know, anti-gay thing, that he would get a pay raise.
The police superintendent seemed, annoyed is the word, or even angry.
At one point, the police superintendent said when the detectives discovered what the real motive was in the case, according to him, and his words were, everybody was pissed. There were almost 20 detectives working on this case, putting in untold number of hours. They went through surveillance video from more than 50 cameras, some private, some city-owned. They executed a whole bunch of search warrants and subpoenas to put everything together. And in the end, it was it may have been a rideshare driver who the accomplices, who are not charged in this case, they took a rideshare, and the police followed them from camera to camera to camera and saw that they had gotten a rideshare. And they were able to track down the driver and get the IDs on these two guys. And that's when they connected them to Smollett, one of them being having bit parts on the Empire program.
So Smollett has been charged with a felony.
He has been charged with a felony, disorderly conduct, false reporting, which can be punishable by jail time. And, the authorities here in Chicago are pretty angry about what he did and all the work that they put in to disprove this thing. The police superintendent said that he was, playing on racism, anger of racism and hate, in the belief that it would further his career along.
Thanks for the update, Mike. WBBM radio reporter Mike Krauser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.